Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 1st. Looks like Quincy Emergency Management Director Dave McCarthy will get to keep his job. Mayor Thomas Koch says he will find an alternate source of funding for McCarthy after the city council eliminated almost $174,000 from the department during budget hearings. $116,000 of that was for McCarthy's salary. The mayor says the council can only cut the funding, not personnel. Koch says McCarthy will retain his position as the new fiscal year begins today. Koch says emergency management is a vital department to help the city deal with natural disasters, obtain grant funding, and manage major events in the city. There are still some questions with regards to a ballot petition dealing with the salaries of elected officials in Quincy. It has been determined that Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises does have enough voter signatures to place a question on the November 2027 ballot after a judge ordered the city to also review the printed names of people who signed the petition. But now both sides have filed a motion asking the court what to do next. Joanne Collins of Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises says a hearing is scheduled for September 18th in Norfolk Superior Court to allow both sides of the case to ask the judge if they followed proper procedures and what their next step should be in the case. The ballot question would ask Quincy voters if they want to set the mayor's salary at $183,000 and allow 2% annual raises for all elected officials, and allow voters to determine any change to that policy. The city council recently repealed the raises for themselves and the mayor that were approved in 2024 and will take up the matter again this fall. The mayor deferred his raise and continues to earn $150,000. Councilors returned their salaries to $29,800 a year. The Blue Hill Weather Observatory in Milton is closed after vandalism caused damage at the historic landmark. Four windows were smashed in with rocks in the historic building. No weather records or scientific instruments were damaged. Photos shared by the observatory show damaged and boarded up windows. State police said Department of Conservation and Recreation staff contacted troopers yesterday to report the vandalism. A police spokesperson said they could not share any additional information while the investigation's ongoing. The observatory, which is the oldest continuously operating weather observatory in North America, will be closed through Thursday for repairs. It is expected to reopen Friday. Scientists have been keeping weather and climate records at the two-story tower in the Blue Hills since 1885. It's located in the Blue Hills Reservation, a 7,000-acre state park that's about 10 miles south of Boston. The tower underwent major renovations in 2021 to repair concrete and upgrade its doors, windows, and lighting. The observatory was designated a National Historic Landmark by the National Park Service in 1989 due to its significance in commemorating the history of the United States through its pioneering contributions to the development of meteorology. It is typically open to the public year-round, with admission starting at $10 for a self-guided tour. Vandals also smashed all the windows in the adjacent Blue Hills Ski Area Lodge at the foot of the Blue Hills. State police are investigating both incidents. Massachusetts residents saddled with medical debt could be insulated from wrecked credit scores under pending regulations that the governor announced yesterday, rules that also aim to ease health care affordability and boost access to care. The proposal from the Department of Public Health would block licensed health care providers, as well as debt collectors working for them, from reporting medical debt to consumer credit agencies. Providers that don't comply could lose their license to practice, according to Public Health Commissioner Robbie Goldstein. Healy framed the proposed regulations as her administration's latest attempt to tackle soaring health care costs. As she emphasized, medical debt can hamstring residents' ability to buy a home, rent an apartment, or secure a loan. She initially floated her intent to ban medical debt from being reported to credit bureaus during her State of the Commonwealth address in January. Governor also continues to pull regulatory levers rather than awaiting legislative action. Earlier this year, she announced now finalized regulations to scrap prior authorization requirements on routine health care services. All of the Department of Public Health's 23 licensing boards have voted to advance the proposed regulations. The department is now seeking written public comments. The DPH will also hold public hearings on July 27th and 28th before health officials finalize the rules. Well, state lawmakers are poised to close a loophole that has allowed teachers to groom and sexually abuse students who've reached the age of consent, 16, and escape criminal prosecution. Advocates, as well as State Senator Joan Lovely from Salem, herself a survivor of childhood sexual abuse, have been trying for 10 years to close the age of consent loophole. Yesterday, the legislature agreed on a state budget for the fiscal year that begins today, including in the spending plan language that criminalizes sexual interactions between children 16 or 17 years old and adults who are responsible for their care and oversight, including teachers, coaches, police officers, and social workers. The legislature is expected to vote on the budget today. Governor Healy has already expressed support for that change. Well, the state lottery is marking the nation's 250th anniversary with the launch of a new limited edition scratch ticket honoring the Commonwealth's role in America's founding. The new MA250 $5 instant ticket will go on sale at lottery retailers across Massachusetts beginning today. Lottery officials say the new ticket features the largest payout percentage ever offered on a $5 scratch ticket. Players have the chance to win instant cash prizes of $25, $50, and $250. In addition to the instant prizes, the game will include 4 second chance drawings, awarding a total of 600 prizes worth $250 each. Players who enter eligible non-winning tickets into the Second Chance program will also be entered into a final bonus drawing. 4 finalists will be selected to attend a live event where one participant will win the grand prize of $250,000. The remaining 3 finalists each receive $10,000. Lottery also plans to host pop-up events at historic sites across the state throughout the summer, during which attendees will receive free promotional tickets featuring guaranteed prizes of $1, $2, or $5. Locations will be announced at a later date. The ticket's design highlights Massachusetts' revolutionary history, featuring red, white, and blue fireworks alongside the official MA250 logo. A special 1776 bonus play area allows players to automatically win $250 if they reveal a 1776 symbol. The scratch area showcases a nighttime scene of Paul Revere's famous ride, complete with his lantern and historic tall ships in the background, reflecting the Commonwealth's role in the American Revolution. The Boston Pops are preparing for their 4th of July fireworks spectacular this weekend, with 500,000 people expected to celebrate the United States' 250th birthday on the Charles River Esplanade. The president and CEO of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Chad Smith, said an even bigger celebration is being prepared at the Hat Shell this year. Organizers are bringing in lighting, sound equipment, extra stages, and, of course, the fireworks. This year's spectacular is being hosted by actress Jane Lynch and will feature performances by country star Lainey Wilson, Chance the Rapper, Trombone Shorty, and Broadway star Megan Hilty. Boston Pops have been performing on the Esplanade for the 4th of July fireworks spectacular for 52 years. Organizers said this year's show will highlight the history of Massachusetts. Fireworks show will begin at 9:15 Saturday night. We'll be set to live music from the Pops. America 250 events continue today at the Adams National Historical Park here in Quincy. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., stories of the American Revolution will be presented by park rangers. Also this evening at 6 o'clock, hear from best-selling authors Stephanie Dre and Laura Kamoy, along with novelist Jody Denard, as they share their experiences bringing Quincy women, including Abigail Adams, to life through historical fiction. That event's hosted in collaboration with Historic New England's Quincy House and the National Parks Conservation Association. Free programs are also planned tomorrow, highlighting the Continental Congress. On Friday, reenactors will portray John and Abigail Adams. Readings of the Declaration of Independence are planned for Saturday. And then on Sunday, more stories of the American Revolution. All the free programs are being presented under a tent on the grounds of the Old House Mansion on Adams Street. City of Quincy will be hosting a patriotic celebration in Quincy Center tomorrow. The free event will be held on the Hancock Adams Common from 4 to 9 p.m. and include live music, historic presentations, and interactive exhibits. Some of the programs include a performance by the Colonial Navy of Massachusetts, historian and author Brooke Barbier, the Beantown Swing Orchestra, the Quincy Choral Society, and the South Shore Children's Chorus. Representatives from the National Park Service, the Granite Workers Museum, the United States Naval and Shipbuilding Museum, the Colonial Dames of Massachusetts, the Thomas Crane Library, and other city groups will also participate. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, city hosts its annual Maritime Festival on the boardwalk at Marina Bay. Free live music, children's performers, a magic show, and a wagon parade are all part of that 3-day free celebration. Reminder, the Kennedy Center in Quincy has no programs or activities this week. However, it is open for an emergency cooling site if needed. Also a reminder, there is no delay in the curbside collection of trash or recycling in Quincy this week. However, the DPW rear yard on C Street will be closed Friday and Saturday for the Independence Day holiday. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 136 points. The NASDAQ rose 393, and the S&P added 58. Asian stocks are mixed as uncertainty persists over the conflict in the Middle East and access to the crucial Strait of Hormuz, despite an initial deal to end the U.S.-Iran war. The dollar rose, the euro is down, and oil is at $73 a barrel. Sports, the Red Sox lost to Washington 8-1. They're back at it at Fenway at 1:35 this afternoon. Forecast from the National Weather Service, an excessive heat warning goes into effect at 10 o'clock this morning. Hazy, hot, and humid with some thunderstorms around at a high today of 97. For tonight, muggy at a low of 75. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, a high of 102. Friday, hot and humid, high of 100 degrees. Saturday, some afternoon thunderstorms. Hot and humid, high Saturday, 96. The excessive heat warning expires Saturday night at 8 o'clock. The marine forecast calling for a 2-foot wave, southwesterly winds at 10 knots with gusts to 20 at a high tide at 1:14 p.m. Sunrise 5:11, sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 1st.